know, it's not just about wanting to act. I mean, everybody would love to just have an opportunity to always act. It's really about, what do you want to do with your acting? What do you want to do?
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm your podcast host, casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York, and I hope you're having a really good day today. I'm having a pretty good day, but I have to tell you that all week long, I've been really looking forward to coming in and having a chat with you about today's subject and podcast. And it's been a wild ride again this week. I don't know what it is. People are telling me that Mars is in retrograde. I don't really subscribe to a lot of astrology stuff, although there are those occasions when I read my horoscope and they seem to be accurate, so I don't know. But I don't know what Mars in retrograde means, but I do mean this has been a crazy-ass time for a lot of people in parallel situations. So we've been incredibly busy, and I'm knocking on wood, happily so, because of all of the projects that we're currently working on. Of course, summer season's getting underway for the Barrington Stage Company, so we're doing some work with them. We're jumping in with both feet. And also, I've done a lot of teaching this week. I sort of overbooked myself, and in addition to the casting work, it's been quite a haul. But you know what? I have to say that it feeds me in a kind of an interesting way. I don't feel as if I'm depleted. In fact, if anything, I get more energized by meeting actors and having conversations with actors. So it's been really, really fun. And this is that moment in the podcast where I want to extend my deep, deep gratitude to you for tuning in. The podcast seems to be growing by leaps and bounds. I'm getting notes of thanks and letters from people, a recent one from Germany. Thank you so much for your kind words and asking me for some advice. You know, I just am honored by all of the attention, and I love doing these podcasts, as I hope you understand, and I hope you know. I hope you can hear it. The only thing I ask in return for listening to the free podcast is to do yourself a favor and me a favor by going to castingactorscast.com, and you can listen to past episodes, you can leave me a note, ask me a question, you can actually leave me a voicemail if you want. There's a place where you can just click it and start talking. You can leave me a voicemail. I would love to have that happen. And also, if you fill out the form that's called Jump Into the Talent Pool, then you can get access to a free downloadable PDF of a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And it's a 100-page workshop-styled workbook. It's a lot of fun. So if you've really never thought about voiceover work as an actor, and this might be a free opportunity for you to kind of check it out, see if this is something that you have some interest in. And if you are a voice actor, maybe there's some additional tips, hints, and suggestions in this free book that you would find useful. Anyway, that's why I wrote it. I do a lot of workshops and training in voiceover work because that's where I made a lot of money when I just started acting in my early career before I became a casting director. So now I'm able to sort of apply all of these things together, and I put it into that free book. Once again, go to castingactorscast.com. It's yours absolutely free. And thank you for letting me have that free plug. I'm laughing because it really is a free plug. You're not, you know, buying anything. It's just there for free. So thanks again for considering that offer. Tune Up or Tune In is the name of today's podcast. And I always spend a lot of time trying to come up with a really clever name. And I'm not sure whether this name completely applies to the subject I have in the forefront of my frontal lobe today, but I thought it would be fun to talk about a situation that happened this week. I was invited, as I have been invited for the past several years, to go to the what's called SAG-AFTRA Open Door. And SAG-AFTRA are the unions for actors. They are now one union. That used to be SAG was one union, Screen Actors Guild, and the other union was American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, called AFTRA. And they joined forces to be called, cleverly enough, SAG-AFTRA. And every year they have what's called an open door where they invite casting directors to come and meet some of their members. And this is a great opportunity, I think, for actors to have contact with casting people, especially casting people that you might not have a relationship with. Maybe it's developing a new relationship with a new casting director or a new office. And I always say yes to these because I enjoy them. There's no compensation involved. I go because I think it's a really cool idea. Plus, I really want to continually strive to give back to the community that I've been so blessed to work with. So I showed up. It was a Thursday, and it was at 5 p.m., and I stayed till 9 p.m., and every 5 minutes, I met a new SAG-AFTRA actor who came in. They introduced themselves, gave me their picture and resume, and, you know, I've kind of lost count about how many people I've seen, maybe close to 50 or 60, I guess. But it was just really, really fun. Like I said earlier in the podcast, I don't get depleted, you know, with my energy. I get energized. But I did want to share some interesting insights that I gained from the experience of meeting so many SAG-AFTRA people. There were a lot of parallels with the actors that I met. And I was very impressed by those actors that seemed to be self-motivated, that they seemed to really have an energized spirit about the work that they were doing and about what they were looking forward to do. And that's what we're going to spend a little bit of time on. We're going to talk about Tuned Up, whether you are in good shape to continue on and do the work that you need to do in order to feel accomplished and to feel creative, or turn in. Is it time to maybe reconsider other options in your life as an actor? And I'm not talking about quitting or leaving the business, but I am talking about taking another look, turning the corner and finding what other opportunities might be very rewarding and very satisfying for you without feeling like you're giving up anything. So that's today's subject. So at the SAG Open Door, I will tell you that there were some really, as I said, interesting commonalities that I found with many of the members that I met. And it was really fun to see actors coming in and knowing that we only have 5 minutes. I had a series of questions that I thought would be helpful to sort of break the ice, just kind of establish, you know, a little human connection, communication. And the first thing that I was kind of surprised at was when I extended my hand and I stood up, I'm from Michigan and from a large, large family. And we were always taught that when you're meeting somebody, you must stand and you must extend your hand. And that's just sort of second nature for me. But I was taken aback by how many people were surprised at that. And then actually one of the actors said, well, that's because, you know, casting directors and producers and directors, they don't like shaking hands anymore because there's so many germs out there. I'm laughing because I think, you know, that would be like the last thing on my mind is, oh, I better not shake your hand because I'll get germs. It just doesn't cross my mind that way. So that was really kind of funny to me, was that I would just stand and shake hands and nice to meet you and have a seat. And then we would sort of get down to it. And a few of the questions that I would ask would be along the lines of wave the magic wand and tell me what's the next right thing for you. Now, I love that question. And the reason I love that question is it doesn't keep us looking towards what you have done lately. You know, like you're only as good as your last credit kind of conversation. I find that to be not very productive. and it kind of puts us in a reflective mode. And I can't tell you how many times I found actors to be almost apologetic about what they had done in the past. And so I didn't want to kind of go down that road on a continual basis with so many people to meet. I was much more interested in hearing what they were looking forward to doing. What were they projecting was going to be the next thing for them? And that became really, really fun because people were like surprised that I was saying, yes, wave the magic wand. You can have anything you want. What would that be? And to a person, the response was very, very practical, made perfect sense. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, if I had a wish list, I would say $400 million, a production company, and a daily massage. You know, I would be very, very specific. But what I got from actors was like, well, I've done a lot of episodic television. I've done a lot of day players. I think it's really time that I start moving into being a featured performer on a television show. It was like, wow, well, that's like really practical and kind of logical. And, you know, there's not really much of a magic wand needed in that scenario. So I kind of found that really interesting that there were these practical, you know, a realistic next right things for the actors that I met. I thought that was really kind of cool. The other thing that I got really impressed by were how many talented actors, I mean, had good credits, had a solid background, had devoted their time and energy. They were so focused on wanting to do meaningful projects. That is, not just crass commercial stuff, that they really only wanted to do projects that had some sort of political significance that would raise somebody's consciousness and alter their thought process, that they wanted to do meaningful, fully engaged kinds of projects that would make a contribution to society. I was just amazed at how many people really felt strongly that that's what they wanted to do with their acting work, that they wanted to take their creativity and they wanted to shape and mold and fit into a scenario where it would be of value outside of entertainment. I'm not quite sure what blew me away specifically about that, other than people making a really serious commitment to wanting to contribute to the betterment of society and not just, you know, make money acting. And then the logical next thing that these very same actors talked about was writing their own material. I can't tell you how many actors have a one-man show that they're working on, or they're writing a pilot, or they're working on a script, or they've already shot a YouTube video and they want to do a series, and then they want to pitch it to the networks, and then they want... I mean, the list was just amazing. And what I came away with was this. You can absolutely create your own career. And you can use your creative influence on various areas in your life that can make a difference. It's really amazing. It's almost like, well, if you're not getting enough acting work, then you're going to write your own acting stuff, that you're going to write your own play, or you're going to write your own musical, or you're going to write your own screenplay, or you're going to shoot video with your best friend, or you do a once a month reading of a new play. I mean, the list becomes really, really endless. And I was just knocked out by how many actors really felt that they could self-generate their own place in the world. That was just, I don't know, humbling, really. In addition to that, I met many, many actors who had been away from acting for a while, either to raise a family, either because they needed to make money. There were several actors who spent time taking care of their parents. So they had to pull themselves out of the acting world in order to address some personal family needs. And now it was their time to come back and to invest energy in meeting new casting people and sort of a restart, a reboot of their career. And many of them had really excellent credits, but they might have been a little while ago. And there's like this kind of hole between their past credits and where they are now in the business. And I just thought that was really so commendable, such a powerful statement to taking your life and taking control of your life and making it work for you the best way you know how, by putting yourself out there. And I guess I was also reflecting a little bit about my acting career and how I know in my heart of hearts that many, many times I just, you know, sat back and waited for something to happen. And I felt diminished by waiting. I'm just so amazed at how many people are out there that are really excited about the next chapter of their acting career and the next chapter of their lives, because they've either taken care of a loved one, like I said, or maybe they went back to school, or maybe they had a job that sort of took them out of acting for a while, and now they want to come back because they've always missed it. And many of them kept their hands in it. I'm not to say that they completely divorced themselves of acting, but they would do, for example, there was one particular actor who just spent a lot of time doing regional theater while he was doing his money job during the day. And again, I was really impressed by the tenacity and the creative way in which people found an outlet for their work. Also, what I loved about the SAG after Open Door were the variety of people that I met, but I also was so pleased that the actors themselves, in general, this is kind of a generalization, I know, but they were so genuinely happy just to have a conversation with somebody about the business. And I was just, my heart was warmed by the conversations that we had, that the flow of the conversation just wasn't about your career. It just wasn't about my career. It just wasn't about casting versus acting or any of that. It really came to making a connection with somebody, looking at their resume and hearing their story in 5 minutes. It was just a really remarkable experience. And many actors told me how grateful they were and how that I was like this nice guy. And I'm thinking, please, life is way too short. I loved getting all of that information from each of the actors. I felt genuinely privileged to hear your story. And I'm kind of now at a loss for words, I guess. Hold on. I'm going to stop the tape for this second. It's so funny I say stop the tape. And of course, this is all done digitally. So that's seriously old school talk. I'm going to stop the tape. There's no tape, Jeff. There's no tape. But anyway, so that was my experience with the SAG Open Door. And I collected a whole bunch of resumes and a lot of really interesting, cool people and cool stories. And I just wish that there was enough work out there for everyone's dream to come true. But you know what? There just isn't. The reality is it's a buyer's market. Even though there's so much going on, especially in New York, where we have more television shows shooting here, we've got Broadway grosses at their highest level ever, we've got original content being produced by actors here in New York, it's just been an explosive time. There still is a lot of talent out there that just wants to work, that's just looking for an opportunity and looking for a break. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you may be saying to yourself, yeah, I'm one of those people. Or wherever you are, whether you're in New York or anywhere in the world, you might be saying, I just wish that there were more opportunities. But let's just take it from me, because of this recent experience, what are you doing to create your new opportunities? So turn the corner for yourself, that if there's not enough opportunity out there, be forward thinking. Turn in your acting papers and think about being a writer. Turn in the lack of opportunity and turn it in to giving your talent to somebody who could really benefit from it. Here's an example. When I first got to New York, I really wanted to give back. I was financially, I was okay, but I was just getting really bored with myself. And so I decided I was going to be a reader for the blind. So I went to this organization in New York called The Lighthouse, where you can just volunteer your time, but you're reading to those people who have sight issues. And I read everything from entire novels to magazines to newspapers to those people who couldn't read themselves. And I didn't even realize how much benefit that was giving me to my voiceover career, for example. So there's just an example of how you can turn in a situation into something that can not only benefit you in the long run, but also is giving of yourself. A lot of actors are teachers, and I admire that. I myself love teaching, and I hope to continue having teaching opportunities about the business and about acting. I think this day and age demands that we wear several hats. Unless you're an actor working full-time all the time in a television series or whatever you're working in as an actor, that's awesome. That's great. Congratulations. But there are a lot of people that are extremely talented that should think about diversifying and giving back to the community, because ultimately it's going to make you a better person and finally even a better actor. Thank you so very much for listening to this podcast called Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, reminding you that you always have the choice about whether you tune up or tune in. I like that title now. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.